It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Nice to have you listening here for another week of KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim Hughes, Mike Navidovskis. We have made our way to the canyons today. You've been looking forward to this day for a long time, Navi, and we have followed your story of how your ski life has changed because of two knee replacements. Right. I mean, a shoulder, too, but
right.
Two knee replacements and how that changed how your boots felt. And I have known, and you have worked with Surefoot before. I thought it would be a great chance for our listeners just to go through the process that you're going through today for boots.
Right.
And explain to them how they can make a choice in the right boot and the right fit.
You know, I would never consider skiing without Surefoot now. It's just the way it is. I mean, you always learn how to endure pain. My feet have always been in pain. I've been skiing for 47 years.
Yeah.
But when I came to Surefoot, I was like a decade ago. My life changed. My wife says, I've never seen you smile in your turns. I go, my feet don't hurt. And you know, it gives you a precision. You, like, find your edges because you can grow, you know, move a little bit. And, look, Surefoot's the only thing I'd ever consider doing.
How long have you skied in those boots you're in?
I thought it was 12 years, but I think the guy here said it was, I don't know.
2014.
We're 2024, so that's 10 years.
We're talking with Ted Cobley, and I've known you for, I don't know, 15 years or something. We've come in on several occasions. But for guys in our age bracket, we're both in our 60s, early 60s, life changes. Your body changes through the years. And so you kind of have to roll with those punches. And the way to continue to ski the way you want to ski is to make sure you have the right ski, but certainly starts with the right boot.
We certainly think so. The right boot is the only thing you can get that ski to work with.
Yeah. Let's walk through the process in this first segment. We'll do two segments. Come back and we'll talk about the fit. But let's talk about the right boot. You just put Navi through what you put everybody through when they come in for a boot process, and that is a scanning of his feet. What did we learn, if anything?
Well, we made a three-dimensional map of his foot to begin with. We learned most notably that he's 248 millimeters and 255 millimeters long. Which is a bit of a size discrepancy.
So your feet are two different sizes.
Right. That's happened because of the surgeries.
Yeah, I mean, a U.S. shoe size is 8 mils, so it's almost a full shoe size. In a ski boot, it's every centimeter. In this case, you're in two boot sizes, so we have to make some choices about which boot's going to fit you best.
Right.
The other really noteworthy thing is that you're 107 wide in a 25-centimeter ski boots, so substantially wider than most boots are made, so it may need some modification.
Which is something you always said was a concern.
Absolutely.
Is you have a very wide foot, and so
right.
Not every boot is going to work for you.
That's why my boots have never fixed. I had to make them wide enough to get in them, but they didn't get to the toes until they fixed me last time. They gave me, I think it was a Lang SX or something like that, and it changed my skiing life.
Yeah. This scan process we're talking about is something you guys have had in place since, what, you said 2019?
2019 was the first year we started using the 3D renderings of your foot to give us a real data set, something that we can collaborate with in the back and share around.
So once you have the scan of the foot, how do you make the decision on what brand boot and whether it's a stiffer boot or, you know, walk us through that process?
There's empirical evidence that we can get. How long is the foot? How wide is the foot? How big are you?
Right.
How much do you weigh? What kind of leverages do you create? So some of it is those measurements. I can tell you, you know, at 255 millimeters, you're going to be a 25.5-centimeter boot. Your other foot's only 248. If they were both that size, we'd be talking about a 24.5-centimeter boot in most models. At 107 wide, I need to pick something that's high volume, we call it, a wide dimension across the forefoot, and a node that we still will likely need to blow it out so we can heat it up, kind of like glass blowing, and reshape the plastic to match your anatomy better. As far as selecting the right boot form, there's other factors, the height of his instep, right? So he's really tall, particularly compared to other feet his size, not just over the instep, but that distance kind of around the ankle bones, heel to instep zone is really, really large. The rest of it's pretty normal, you know, no big bunions, no funny ankle bones.
I wouldn't call those pretty feet by any.
But I love it. They instead of you get a to fit the boot, the boot's going to fit the foot.
Right. What brands do you carry, and how do they differ?
We carry Technica, Nordica, Lang, K2, Atomic, Salomon.
Oh wow!
And
head
boots. Thank you. Yeah. Most of the boots that we buy and carry today, we buy just the outer boot. So what that allows us to do is every boot we sell gets a custom liner. So we start with the scans and the footbed, which we will be machining, during this conversation. And then we pick the correct liner for your calf shape, instep height, all those same factors. And then we fill the bladder with memory foam, and you wind up with a heated custom fit liner in the appropriate shell. So the outer boot that those brands we're talking about, each one has typically a wide, medium, and narrow, a low, medium, or high volume fit. And each one has a specific thing they think a foot is shaped like. We call it a last, but where the ankle bones are, what the shape of the side of the foot is, midfoot. And they vary from tall insteps in Lang to lower insteps in Nordica. Everything else kind of falls in between that range.
Does his ski style factor into this too?
For sure. We would go through sort of an interview process. On top of that empirical data, I'm asking, where do you ski, how often, so we can hone in on what features. Does he want a walking cuff or a tech insert? Does he just want a more classic race style or just a recreational fit? So we have to figure that out to get the right density of liner and forward flexibility of the boot.
See, and I just thought this, especially with Ted, the way he explains it. And I think the last time we were in here was years ago when I brought Bill Rogers, a dear friend of mine, who had the heart attack. And they had stripped a vein from one leg to fix the heart or to do one of the bypasses. And so his leg was always swollen bigger, and he just could not get in and out of boots. That changed his life. He almost was in tears telling me that he got in and out of his boots without any help for the first time in many years.
Right. I mean, this is not – ski boots are not off the rack. They got to fit. I mean, no foot is the same.
But I don't think most people know that. And
right.
The pair of the boots that I skied on for the first – I'm going to say 8 years that I skied.
Yeah.
Were secondhand leftovers from a rental shop.
That's how we
all
do
it. And I could not figure out why I had bloody toes all the time.
You know, I can't tell you how many people I've sent here. Because they all complain about boots. You know, oh my gosh, I'm this lady from Australia. She's coming. I go, you got to go to Surefoot. Just go there and you'll get the boot for you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break here. We'll go through the process of figuring out the right boot for you. When we come back, we will have already done that, and it'll be time to talk about the right fit after you have the right boot. So we'll have more KSL Outdoors Radio coming up here in just a minute from Park City.
Yep, Park City.